There are probably a few cars that you'd recognize just by hearing them come down the street, but this throaty rumble is unmistakable. The Harley-Davidson motorcycle engine. It's a sound some people love, some people hate. People have been hearing it, at any rate, for more than a century. Harley is celebrating its 105th anniversary this month in Milwaukee by opening a museum. The company isn't just looking back. It's trying to bring in new customers and keep its iconic brand alive. Annalise Hensel of member station WUWM in Milwaukee reports.
Harley-Davidson got its start in a shed in Milwaukee when the founders attached a motor to what was essentially a bicycle frame. Over the next few decades, the design evolved and the motorcycles grew in popularity. But it took the Second World War to really put the company on the map. An exhibit at the Harley-Davidson Museum features Army Green Harleys with large holsters designed to carry Tommy guns. The newsreel shows soldiers learning to ride.
Training motorcycle dispatch riders for the U.S. Army, one of the toughest, most grueling courses in the service.
Jim Fricke is Harley-Davidson's curatorial director.
They built almost 90,000 of these bikes, and they trained a lot of people to ride. They left bikes all over the world, and it kind of was almost a little Johnny Appleseed thing in the 40s and the 50s as people began to take these military surplus vehicles and customize them.
Fricke says that was the start of the chopper culture. Bikers removed or chopped off military features and then added personal touches like custom handlebars and seats. The outlaw persona also took hold, fueled by rowdy biker groups and numerous Hollywood portrayals of snarling motorcycle riders. But it's not just the image that's attracted customers over the years.
It's a rumble of pipes. It's the sound of the machine. It's just awesome. It takes my breath away.
That's Scott Schapowski, a 36-year-old printing plant worker who started riding at age 5 as a passenger on his dad's Harley. Schapowski is hanging out today at a Harley-Davidson display at an outdoor music festival, admiring the latest models. Across town at the House of Harley-Davidson dealership, a new rider is joining the family. 61-year-old Jim Klutschka is a Vietnam veteran and retiree and has traveled here from Tennessee to buy his bike in Harley's birthplace.
They always hold the resale value. Say down the road, something happens to me, I get crippled up. I can get most of my money back out of it.
Klutschka signs his paperwork, then rings a bell, signaling that he's ready to pick up the bike. Sales manager Rob McDonald says you'd be surprised who's riding a Harley.
It could be your doctor that you're going to go see this weekend. It could be your dentist. It could be your teacher. So maybe that's what everybody likes about the mystique of Harley-Davidson.
With a median age of a Harley rider pushing 50, McDonald says they have to attract younger riders who are often drawn to faster, quieter, imported motorcycles. Potential customers like 17-year-old Dakota Warren, who at the festival's display is admiring one of Harley's retro-look bikes. He's more interested in the Harley-Davidson look and sound than speed.
I mean, speed. You can pull over, get your lights taken away, whatnot. Sound, they tell you to make it a little bit quieter. Whoop-de-doo.
And the spiky-haired teen with braces says people have told him he'd look pretty cool on a Harley, and that's just what Harley executives want to hear. For NPR News, I'm Annalise Hensel in Milwaukee.
And you can go to Harley Hog Heaven by visiting our website, npr.org.